Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's do a little obs from yesterday's game. Before I do this, though, I just want to get a message from Nick Caserio. I gotta make this very clear before I, you know, talk about what's going on the football field.
No, I appreciate your guys' time. Happy Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for. I think when we take a step back, kind of put everything in perspective here. I mean, Thanksgiving's a good opportunity for all of us to realize there's more than football, to enjoy the company of our loved ones and, you know, tell people how much we love them, how much we care about them, how thankful we are for them, and how much we appreciate them. Because in the end, that's going to matter more than kind of what goes on in the football field.
All right. Thank you, sir. So much, man. Oh, my God. Got my priorities now. I almost feel guilty, you know, for like having the TV on during Thanksgiving watching football, which by the way was the highest rated Thanksgiving of all time.
That Cowboys game and Giants.
Yeah. I had the TV on, and you know, I was with my girl's family.
But it's not as important as family.
Well, I mean, it bonded us. Like we, yeah. you talk about the football game, then all of a sudden you're talking about life. But you know what? Maybe our priorities are just, we should have just skipped the football. You know, that Thanksgiving and football. You know, those you separate those. That has nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. You know, that is almost like saying, you know, 4th of July is cool, but, you know, there's more important things than barbecuing.
Yeah, of course.
That's what Thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving is a football holiday, bro.
Bite your tongue.
Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious, man.
Hell of a pulled pork this weekend.
Did you?
Ooh.
I'm not a pulled pork fan.
Ooh.
Right sauce.
I'm normally not, but you get, Bill, I had the right sauce.
On the text line, 713, Landry, what happened to Caserio is the scenario. You were higher on him than a dime bag out of Mexico. Never trust a fast talker. That's not saying nothing. Look, I'm not completely out. I just got a close eye on Nick Caserio. That's the thing. I think he needs to be evaluated. I think he did a good job of getting out of the mess. I just think there needs to be a close eye on him because there's a lot of Jack still there. There's a lot of Jack still there. A lot of Jack.
I think that's a good way to put it. I understand what he's done well. But what I keep going back to is there's no more insulation. There's no more buffer. There's no one else to blame. So now that the focal point, the focus is Nick Caserio, he needs to be, you know, pretty darn decisive in moving to the next chapter. Because anything that happens with Lovie Smith next year is a wasted year.
And you had the column on Gallery Sports. Strong recommendation to read that. I have the YouTube, the locker room, subscribe on YouTube. I've talked about this a lot, just evaluating Caserio. And yesterday in the postgame show, which was popping yesterday, Mike Meltzer asked a question, and I thought it was a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Who couldn't have done this cleanup job if they were given as much freedom as Nick Caserio? I think it's fair. I think it's a very fair question. His thing is, yeah, you get through 2 years. Who couldn't have done that? Like, could Omar Khan have not done that? Could another GM have not done that? And I thought it was a very fair question. The one thing I will say for Nick Caserio is I think he handled the Deshaun Watson trade better than I could have imagined,
right,
especially given how handcuffed he was as far as the no trade clause. So I would say that, but I think it's a very fair point. If you give someone 2 years to just clean up a mess to where you're going to be willing to take $75 million in dead cap, which by the way, $5 million to Marcus Cannon, $5 million to Shaq Lawson. If you're doing that, if you're allowed to do that, who couldn't have done that? That was Meltz's kind of
pushback. You got to give him credit for that, but the formula he used was not something he invented. I mean, we talked about it on this show, the formula of cleaning house, you know, getting the salary cap together year one, bring in the empty suit, yes, man, head coach. Year two, you had to move on. The formula was not exclusive to what Nick Caserio, but he did do a good job on the Deshaun trade.
Yeah, I'll give him credit for that. But you do got to want, like, this is, it's just such an important time. You know, it's just, it's such an important time and there's so much opportunity ahead that as the McNair family, shout out to them. I hope they had a good Thanksgiving. Shout out to Cal and his wife, Janice, all of them, Janice, mm-hmm. Hannah, everybody. Shout out to y'all. Happy Thanksgiving to you. But they do got to be proactive here. They've got it. They don't let Caserio just do whatever the hell he wants to do, like O'Brien was allowed to do. And I can't say this enough. It's easy to look back and say Cal should have stepped in with O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
But if my dad believed in somebody and my dad passed away, I would probably let that guy go as far as he could possibly go.
Right.
To where I was 100% sure. That's a tough situation.
Remember, I spoke with Cal here for another column I was doing, and I asked him straight out, you know, he's still learning on the job, too.
Yeah.
So you had to trust what his dad had already done, and that was Bill O'Brien.
And I think they've done an excellent job. I think they made the right decision firing O'Brien. I think they made the right decision hiring Lovie Smith for this year. I thought it was fine. Like I don't even think I don't look at Lovie Smith as much as comical as he is and as silly as he is and as smug as he is and as falsely confident as he is. I don't look at it as a bad choice for where they were. I don't even look at that as a mistake. But they do need to try not to repeat.
And it's time.
The O'Brien thing. It's time.
It's run its course.
It's Caserio's time.
It's time for Lovie and the entire staff.
And they made the smart choice getting rid of Jack. My question is, when I hear Nick Caserio say stuff that I've seen Jack Easterby text, like word for word, about people being good at their jobs, I hear him basically praise what Easterby did for the organization, talk about how he has a personal relationship with him, talk about there's more important things than football and stuff. I just wonder, like, did they really get rid of Jack? Or was Jack just kind of a
That's
face?
That's exactly right.
Like, was Jack just the shield for Nick Caserio? Because I've always, like, people have always said, like, the best person you can work for is Jerry Jones. And people will be like, why? He kind of meddles. Well, because he's going to take all the blame. He has no problem. Like, no matter what happens, like, anything can happen. Jerry Jones is going to take the blame. And when I hear Nick Caserio sound exactly like Jack Easterby, praise everything he did, say the exact stuff, I just wonder, like, maybe these guys were pretty aligned.
Mm-hmm.
It's a maybe. And if that's the case, they need to take a step back and he can change. You can change. You can figure it out. Or maybe you want to go down this path. And if they want to go down that path, that's fine. I just want there to be like some proactive evaluation. Nick Caserio, Lovie Smith, the entire organization should have been in Cal and Hannah's office after Wednesday to figure out what the hell was that.
And just the priority they had. I think you're right on top of what's going on here. I'm starting to wonder, did you ever really get past, you know, Bill O'Brien and the New England way, the Patriots way? Because because they handled this quarterback thing.
Patriot way.
Exactly, but, like the Patriots
way. But it was a humbling way of handling it because.
And they kind of bungled it.
It leaked a minute after.
Yeah, and they bungled
it. Like in New England, you can probably, there's a lot of things in New England that you can do, but they didn't get it done the Patriot way.
Right.
You know why? Because you're not Bill Belichick, you're not Tom Brady, and you don't have that type of respect. You got to earn your respect. Don't go around telling people who's good at their job. Prove that you're good at yours.
Right.
Before you start implementing this BS.
I totally agree.
I need you, bro.
I need you.
I totally agree.
I don't like
coming on here and being upset about Nick Caserio. I'm heartbroken by it, honestly. I'm honestly heartbroken that Nick Caserio is showing himself like this. I would love to be able to just blindly buy in and say, "All right, Nick, hey, what's up, buddy?"
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not into that. I don't care about your wrestling taste. And by the way, he's a fake wrestling fan too. His facts on the Attitude Era were terrible. Like he was talking about WCW.
See,
guys.
You got me on that one.
I don't even think he deserves the DX music.
Oh,
honestly.
My God.
Yeah. If we're going to get technical.
Damn, man.
Oh, my God. But at least we're enlightened now, right? At least we're enlightened now.
No more DX music for him.
I mean, the way he talked about Jack, I was like.
Maybe X-Pac. Give him the X-Pac theme. We'll let him have the X-Pac.
It's.
God, I hate. Is it not weird for you that I'm feeling this way about Caserio?
It was over.
It's super weird, man.
It was, and then over the weekend you
hate it.
You was at the top of the list when it came to Caserio. Now you're at the bottom.
Yeah. I hate it.
When you lose Landry Locker, you better start reevaluating things.
God, I hate it.
I hope he does reevaluate things.
I just want him. I want him to be the guy, man. I hate that I'm like this. Let's get to the OBS, sportsradio610.com. Eno Benjamin, he was inactive again.
He's on this team, right?
What does he have to learn? Like, for the role that they want Eno Benjamin in, which is, like, carry the ball a couple of times, Maybe go in there, be a change of pace. What does he have to learn that makes it so hard for him to get on the field?
Grab the ball. That's whether it's Kyle Allen or Davis Mills, turning around, grab the ball and go.
He probably should have been a tight end because they get on the field more.
Yeah, they get on right immediately. Yeah, they're right on there. Mm-hmm. Derek Stingley. Him being out again doesn't trouble me. I would actually err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, I'll be honest, I don't like seeing him in this scheme anymore. I actually feel bad that they have a man-to-man corner playing in this scheme. That third and 11 yesterday, if you want to go back and watch tape, and I want Clint Sterner to take a look at this. Mm-hmm. That third and 11 that Miami converted in the second half was pathetic. They were basically running a prevent. You would have thought that they had to score. Dude, go back and watch the
third. I know which one you're talking about.
The safeties were off the screen.
Yes, they were.
Man, so get well, Derek Stingley. You don't have to push it here. I'm in the lose mindset because I want the number one pick, but I will admit that mindset's probably going to leave this week, tomorrow when we start looking
Sean
ahead
Watson,
to Cleveland.
Sean Watson will be officially active at 4 p.m. today.
God, it's going to be nice to see
him.
We'll
be practicing Wednesday. And, oh, by the way, I think he's taking all the reps.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. That's what they said. That's what Mary Kay said. He'll be taking all the reps.
Man,
first team quarterback.
I'm excited to watch him play, man. We had some good memories with Deshaun Watson here, and I've said this. I understand why he wanted out, and I understand that all the other stuff, the materialism, and all that other stuff. Okay, but I'm gonna actually be happy to watch Deshaun play some ball, but I am hoping for the Texans to win.
Of course. Of course.
Very much so. It's going to be weird.
It's going to be can't miss, man. I'm curious to see what the scene is going to look like.
Giving away some front row tickets tomorrow, so keep it locked here. John McClain also going to join us at this time tomorrow. The Utopia podcast is out with him and Sean. Download that on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Texans yesterday, as we continue to go through the obs, I wonder – if Lovie Smith blames the competitive advantage Miami got figuring out about Kyle Allen on that bus. Like, how many points do you think the competitive advantage that Lovie claimed factored into yesterday?
Would it have been a 10-point swing? Could it have been a 40-0 halftime lead?
I don't know.
If it had gotten out a little sooner?
I don't know. CBS, as we mentioned, they said that Kyle Allen split first-team reps with Davis Mills.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's true. I've heard multiple things. Kyle Allen himself said it. But at the very least, this is at the very least, and this is silly. At the very least, during media availability on Wednesday, the reps were split. And they had Davis Mills out there, and then Kyle Allen went out there. And I've heard multiple reporters say that the reps were split. Had another one say that they weren't. But it's neither here nor there. The point is, you knew Kyle Allen was going to be your starting quarterback. Why was Davis Mills out there to begin with? That just goes back to the paranoia, the unnecessary paranoia.
Who and what are you trying to protect? It was just bizarre. And they did it even in the post game. And I don't, just real quick, I read this thing about 10 times. I still don't know exactly what Lovie Smith said about the splitting of the reps. He said, we have two guys that get reps each week. It wasn't split over reps. Take it from there. Felt like we practiced enough. So he said he felt like we practiced enough.
What does that mean?
That would indicate that the reps were split, right? I felt like we practiced enough. But then he says we have two guys that get reps each week. That also would indicate somewhat split reps. But then he said there was not split reps.
I don't. Lovie can't keep up with what he says.
It's borderline malpractice.
No, but he can't keep up with what he says. Bill O'Brien, when he would get angry, you knew why he was angry.
And he was very direct.
It was, hey, you guys don't know crap. You don't know how hard it is to win in the NFL. Yeah, yeah. You don't value division titles. You knew why he was mad. Lovie can't even keep up with it. No. He mentions that a change is going to be made. He gets mad that you ask him about a change. He says that there's going to be an announcement on Justin Britt. He gets mad when you ask him about the announcement. He says there's a competitive advantage. The natural question is, well, what kind of competitive advantage is it? And he gets mad that you ask. He can't even keep up with himself when he's mad. It's actually, honestly, I'm embarrassed for him.
He's surly. And angry.
But he can't even follow his own line of thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly feel bad for him that he goes up there and makes himself look that silly.
My thing
sometimes.
What did he expect?
Why is he so mad?
He got the marching orders. Look, you're going to take some lumps. You're going to be the face of this organization. You're going to have that stiff upper lip when things start going bad. You're going to deal with the media. And then he's like, well, let me tell you who has the next question.
Bro,
get the hell out of here, man.
We'll hear the best of Lovey Smith and
I'll
Brooks
get
Cabina.
Back to you.
Brooks and Lovey coming up. I mean, of all people to get mad at.
Yeah.
Brooks Cabina?
Brooks Cabina.
When's the last time Brooks Cabina had an argument, you think?
He's just so laid back, right?
Dude.
Yeah. Like, when did
I don't think he ever had an argument before.
When was the last time he yelled? Like, he yelled at somebody.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. God, man. That Kyle Allen first interception, that was awful. was that the worst throw of the year?
What happened?
I don't know.
It flipped out of the top of his hand.
I don't know, but I will say.
That was worse than Driscoll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he's still, I still think he's better than Davis Mills. Is that fair?
I saw you tweet that, and it's probably not the greatest day to say that, but I could see where you're coming from.
You watched the second half? You watched the game?
I did watch the second half.
You watched the ball game?
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, man.
They could have won. They could have made it a one possession game.
What do you think of that Jalen Waddle fella?
He's not too bad, is he?
He's a pretty good player.
He's not too bad.
Pretty damn good player. Having him and Tyreek Hill is unfair.
I was going to say Tyreek.
That's a cheat code, man. Yeah,
exactly.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think Lovie Smith is 100 times more stubborn and unwilling to change the way he does things schematically than Bill O'Brien ever was. Bill O'Brien at least put in a half-ass RPO with Deshaun Watson. There was a couple of zone reads. Lovie Smith is running cover two no matter what. It is deep cover two, whether it's third and 11 or whatever. I think we talked about B.O.B. being stubborn and being like wanting like a certain type of quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Lovie Smith is actually more stubborn schematically than Bill O'Brien ever was.
They gave up 287 yards in the first half. Dude, what is going on here? By the way, this whole concept of, trying to make it look as if, you know, it got competitive in the second half. I mean, who are you trying to fool here, man? Those dudes were done. They were out. They pulled their quarterback.
They stayed in the locker room in the second half,
man.
They
pulled their quarterback.
I feel like Lovey's like, this is the final ob. I feel like Lovey's like trying to cover like some sort of spread to where he's within one possession. Because when it was fourth and four and it was an 18-point game, go for it, dude. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to have, like if you're really playing to win, like you're going to have to score a touchdown. Like that's an opportunity right there. If you really are trying to come back. If you don't get it, okay, but you're going to be in a similar situation later on in the game if you come back where you're going to need to convert a fourth and four. You just drove up the field to the red zone. Like, let's kick it and make it a two-possession game. It's almost like he's just trying to make it to where he can say, well, we were two possessions away, not three.
Yeah.
I'm fourth and four there in that situation. Go for it, man.
Yeah, I agree. And how about that big adjustment that Pep Hamilton made to start the game? This was it. This was the big adjustment. You know what? Let's put Dare in there with Damian
Pierce. Rex had a concussion.
See what happened. No, they had both back running backs in the backfield.
Yeah,
yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
And then Dare got
Dare getting in the end zone.
17 more snaps.
Got in the end zone, bro.
He did.
His thing. Mm-hmm. Nice little dance. Leon Lockobs here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Hopefully the Texans can get a dub this week. With all that said, coming up, the best rivalries in the history of Houston sports. Oilers versus Steelers. 90s Rockets versus all the other teams in the Western Conference. Astros versus Cardinals, National League days. Astros versus Yankees, American League days. And Lovie Smith versus Brooks Cabina. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Why does Lovey hate Brooks Koepka?
Man, this came out of nowhere.
This is crazy. Of all people. Here was I think it was a fair question from Brooks after the game. And it's hilarious because Lovey says, I want to talk about the game. Then you ask him about the game, and it's like, well, I'm not going to be able to know that 30 minutes after. Like, what happened with Damon Pierce? This was one of the most amusing post-game press conferences that I can remember in a long time, and it's piggybacking off of the Brian T. Smith thing. Here was Lovey. Do you think it's a fair question to ask, how would you assess this team right now under your watch after losing the way they did in Miami? Like, is that fair?
Not only is it fair, it's what every fan wants to know.
It's the fair question to ask, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Don't tell that to old Lovey.
Well, I mean, how would you evaluate where this team is going under your leadership? And where does the confidence come for you that you're the man going forward?
I think it's a little bit early to be talking about. I could talk to you about this game. How about that? This game, we didn't start well, as I said. But I like the way we finished. You know, most of the times when you come into a new game, there's a reason why. There's a coaching change. And most times you don't come in when it's ready, when you're ready to win right away. You start building. And that's what we're doing.
Are you?
We're building. And eventually we're going to get it done. Right now, it's kind of easy to take shots at us because we're not quite there.
Who's taking a shot?
So we'll take that. But eventually we'll get over hump.
From today, where do you see the signs that you're building?
I'm sorry?
From today's game, what are the signs that show that you're building?
Well, when you're down 30-0 at the half, and you come back and you make a game of it at the end.
Did they?
You put ourselves, we put ourselves in a position to win the game. That's what I saw today.
Well, you're not seeing it right.
he thought they had a chance to win that game?
It's a position to win the game.
Man, that's a bad sales pitch.
Coaching is about preparation more than anything, right?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, getting these guys ready, getting the script, getting the team ready for things that they might face, making sure that you don't have give them a competitive advantage. His team right now on both sides of the ball, by the way, it's a little early. We're going into week 13. I mean, we're going into week 13. It's a little early to really evaluate. It is not early.
Reaction Monday presented by the greatness of Churrasco is here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Lovey versus Brooks Koepka. I thought this was good. You know how I love the new blood on the beat. A lot of friends of the show.
Yeah.
DJ Bienname actually jumped in here because I think he could kind of sense that Lovey was being a little bit ridiculous with Brooks Koepka. Tua didn't play the second half, sir. Like, he didn't play the second half. Like, they literally, they treated you like
scrimmage.
Arkansas State versus Alabama.
Yeah, scrimmage.
Where they put in the redshirt freshman or whatever in the second half. Brooks Koepka asked. Tua was in there. Lovey got mad, and then DJ Bienname, I think he came in and asked a good question to Lovey.
The early portions of games last couple of weeks leading to this game, too, they sat Tua in the third quarter. Where are you seeing how you guys
as far as setting Tua, is that what you're asking me? Them?
Where do you feel like you guys are progressing, whatever it's leading to?
Well, we play the Miami Dolphins, whoever they have out there. In the second half, whoever they chose to play, I saw progress on our part. That's what I saw.
This is delusion.
Based on what they did, I don't have any – I can't, you know, judge that. I saw progress at the end, and we moved the football and had a chance before that last interception. That's what I saw. Were you watching the same game? I guess not.
Well, how much of a grain of salt, like, do you have to put on that they did have to back up and did have
– Let me start back over. Let me start back over. We're down 30-0, and we didn't play well enough early on. So I understand where we are. Second half, we're down 30-0.
I saw some positive life then. Simply that. We didn't win a football game. We're not patting ourselves on the back, but we're looking for positive.
You kind of are.
We go forward. We're not there yet. That is obvious to everyone. But we have to talk about what happened during the game, not based on who they played or any of that.
What?
Just basing it on how the game ended up. Simple as that.
So there's no gray area? Like, it doesn't matter who's in it? What does that mean, man?
Lovie Smith cannot possibly believe this. He can't.
I feel bad for
him. If he believes this,
I feel bad.
Then things are a lot worse than we thought.
But how is he going to say it doesn't matter that their starter's not out there?
He couldn't possibly believe that. He said we're down 30 to nothing. Like, yeah, we lost a couple of possessions there. Dude, it's 30 to nothing. This isn't like, 13 to 10. Or something going into the second half. Your offense had 5 yards in the first half last week. It had 32 yards in the first half this week. If you think that's progress, I can't help you. Your defense, literally your defense, Lovey, gave up 30 points and 287 yards in the first half. That's not like all of a sudden, and then we pick things up in the second half. No, the game's over. The game is over at halftime. They pulled their quarterback, and you're like, regardless of who the quarterback was, you were so mad about maybe Kyle Allen being an advantage for them, a competitive advantage. So if you believe, regardless of the quarterback who was, we showed progress, you're trying to hide Kyle freaking Allen away from the Miami Dolphins. That's how important you think it is.
Here's where it intensified yesterday. Lovie Smith, Brooks Cabina. We'll hear from Lovie, by the way, at 1. Hopefully he's provided the media with a list of questions that they're allowed to answer. Here is Lovie Smith. Just listen.
Let's have somebody else. We can turn this into you and me forever. Let's let someone else ask a couple questions, and then we'll come back to you. How about that? We'll get you. We're not going to leave until you. Let's let everybody else, and we'll come back to you. All right? And, Jonathan, I can figure out who I want to answer to. I don't need your help with that. Thank you. Does anyone else have another question first? All right. And then we'll come back to you. How's that, Brooks? Is that okay with you, John? Thank you.
What?
This is a joke.
What is going on?
He's trying to control. He thinks he's Sean Spicer, something.
These guys are working their asses off on the beat. And I mean, what are we doing?
Which one of those questions is inappropriate?
That's the question that matters. Like, do you feel good about where you're heading?
Yes.
Oh, you feel good about the second half. Well, Tua wasn't in. How much does that factor in?
Yes.
Here's the final question for Brooks. Brooks got his final question thanks to old moderator Lovey.
Yeah.
Here's the final question and how that went.
Yes.
In 9 losses to this point, how do you manage the locker room? How do you address them? What's the way that you're approaching it?
What's wrong with that?
Well, because you can't take those 9. That's how we're going to approach it. Even this one, we're going to watch this video, going to analyze it, see what we need to do better. In other words, a lot of things we need to do better. And then we're going to get ready for the next opponent. I think that's what everybody does. Whether you win or you lose, you can't bring the past with you. I think we'll have enough to prepare for, enough to get ready for, with our opponent this coming week, where we don't have to concentrate an awful lot on what's happened in the past. And as we go through, as you have a disappointment right now, we've had a little bit of, we've been able to, we've been in a situation a few times. I mean, you can't. You have to move on to the next one. So, and that's where we are. We're gonna the positives that we had from the game, we're going to try to highlight them. And the negatives, the things that we did wrong, from turning the ball over, fumbles, giving up some big plays, all those things, you start working. You try to improve upon it. It's kind of simple as that. There's no other answer that you can get in this situation except for that.
Okay. I don't disagree with that.
But the nerve this guy has, like, that is rich. That is some nerve to say, like, these questions are not right. They're insulting. They're not appropriate. These are the questions that fans want to know. These are the questions that fans want answered. It's not just the people in those rooms. And by the way, the people in that room, they know a lot more about what they're doing than you do. They know a lot more about what they're doing than you do. And they know more than Nick Caserio, too.
I mean, there's a large body of work to show that Lovie Smith, I don't think losing should trigger him. He should be used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, 12 out of his 17 seasons as a head coach, he's had a losing record.
But what kind of nerve
are not a winning record.
Yeah.
1-500. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, okay. All right, Lovey. Appreciate you. Check out The Crew, Odyssey's newest football podcast with NFL insider Jacina Anderson, former cornerback Fred Smoot, and actor Morris Chestnut. Each week, players and celebrities, they join The Crew and give you a peek behind the curtain and provide real talk and headlines across the NFL. The Crew is free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Coming up, a wild weekend in Pigskin. And there is a tornado warning controversy that Sean Pendergast was right in the middle of next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
It was a wild week in the NFL. There were some good games. Thursday, by the way, Thursday was the most watched NFL Thanksgiving Day ever. Total audience of 138 million, highest Thanksgiving record. Average viewership of 33.5 mil, highest Thanksgiving Day NFL average on record. Giants-Cowboys most watched NFL regular season game of the year. Do we need to be reminded
good
of something?
God.
Wait, hold on. We need Nick to tell us. I know. A lot of people were bonding with their family over football. Hold up. This is important. This is more important than, you know, the 138 million that bonded with their family and watched football. Let's get a reminder from your general manager, Nick Caseria. We got to get our priorities in check.
No, I appreciate your guys' time. Happy Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for. I think when we take a step back, kind of put everything in perspective here. I mean, Thanksgiving is a good opportunity for all of us to realize there's more than football, to enjoy the company of our loved ones and, you know, tell people how much we love them, how much we care about them, how thankful we are for them, how much we appreciate them. Because in the end, that's going to matter more than kind of what goes on in the football field.
All right, thanks, man. There you go. These 138 million viewers, they don't have their priorities.
It's not as important. They don't. They absolutely don't.
Goodness gracious. Is Nick Caserio working for KHOU too?
I didn't think so. I didn't know that. Is he?
I don't know. Because as the Lions and Bills were going at it, Buffalo was about to line up for...
Big game. Big moment.
Game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't see it.
I don't know what you do with it, but you keep kicking like that, or you can monetize it a lot of ways.
Yep, trademark. Branding.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. I'm meteorologist Tim Pandages here at the KHOU 11 Weather Center. I want to cut in this afternoon here at 2:43 to let you know that we have a tornado warning that was just issued for portions of Brazoria, Fort Bend, Galveston, and Harris County. Now, there's a lot going on this map here, so let me get a quick zoom in here and show you exactly
all
where
right,
that
all right, that's enough.
Tornado warning Tim Pandages, currently huh? is. I mean, we're talking here the far north.
What was your takeaway on this? I might have a slightly different opinion.
My takeaway was I enjoyed watching Sean Pendergast argue with
that was the best
about priorities.
That was the best.
I wasn't really on social media as much on Thursday, but my takeaway is I think you probably split screen that.
And you certainly can. Well, actually, guy was out in full force on Thursday and Friday. I actually believe, and there's no evidence to the contrary that I've seen publicly, unless somebody has, that KHOU management was completely fine with this because they haven't said anything. This was a really easy fix. Hey, man, we screwed up. Shouldn't have done that. Should have had a split screen. And we apologize. And we wouldn't still be talking about it right now. People were talking about the second half. They wanted Tim Pandages to do weather the entire second half yesterday. I was like, that's not a bad idea. I also think, and I don't know, Tim. I know a few people over at KHOU.
Where is this going?
You know where it's going.
No, I don't. I'm happy to ride along.
I think he's the holiday meteorologist. I want to say it the right way, not weather guy.
Okay, so what does that mean?
He's the holiday weather guy, the holiday meteorologist.
Which means what?
138 million, not here, but millions of people watching this game, a lot of them here in the greater Houston area.
Okay.
Dude, let's cut
in. You think this was his shot to shine?
Dude, let's cut in.
Is it his call?
No, but I'm saying I think he was very much behind this and telling management, yeah, we got to cut in. He wanted his shine, man, Figgy.
I felt like he was the guy that wanted to follow the rules. He's like, hey, guys, we got to cut in right now, full screen. But I got to tell these guys about the tornado because the FCC said that we got to cut in.
But was there an ulterior motive to being him being so stickly, you know, such a stickler about this? Dude, he's got a huge audience in Houston. It's my moment, baby. It's time to do it.
So you think he just got
I think he was an advocate of it. I don't think it was his call necessarily, but he was an advocate.
So you think he was ready to roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go, baby.
Okay.
He was clearly ready to roll.
Here we go, baby.
Okay.
I think he was.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. I'm
he was ready.
He sounded like he was ready.
He was ready.
Weather Center.
This
I
is
cut
my
in
time
this
to
afternoon.
Shine, baby.
Hey, he shined.
Well, he got a lot of publicity out of it.
Sean got a lot of angry weather people.
I was loving that.
Sean got a lot of angry weather
people. Oh, you're ridiculous. Get out of here. Hang on.
Sorry, Sean. They got to do that. Okay. Nobody said they didn't. Split the screen.
Like, the people that,
or wait 30 seconds.
The people that were like picking fights with Sean and like telling him, well, there's some, you know, a major weather is more important and stuff. You know who those people are, right? They're the people that when you go out to the bar or you go out to the football game, mm-hmm. they have megaphones and they're yelling, telling you you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Like you're literally just like, just chill out.
Exactly.
This is not the place for that. This is Twitter. Let's relax a little bit, please.
What a weekend though, man. A lot of football.
Let's play the hits here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Damian Pierce's last two games. 8 yards rushing in each. 5 carries for 8 yesterday, 10 carries for 8 against Washington. Lovie Smith, he said, let's focus on the game. He was asked about Damian Pierce And his inability to get things going on the ground. Here was old Smug Lovey.
Teams have slowed down Damian Pierce today. Kind of rough getting going with him. What did you see today from that and how they were able to stop you?
Well, I mean, as simple as that. I don't know exactly how. I mean, normally when someone stops someone, you know, up front, it always starts up there. Up front, last few weeks, you know, teams have, we play good defensive lines, and they haven't allowed us to get our run going. It's kind of as simple as that. We need to play better. There's no other answers that I'm going to give you 30 minutes after the game. Because believe me, if we saw that problem, we would have been taking care of it out there.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for that. It also goes, it speaks to, like, Pep Hamilton, man. They are the most unprepared team to start a game I've ever seen here.
At noon?
They can't do anything.
I'm going to blow your mind at noon.
Okay.
Promise you.
I'm
this
ready
is
for
the
it.
Ultimate nobody's talking about.
Okay.
That of all the concerning things about Nick Caserio, this will probably be the most concerning, and it might lead to us giving flowers to an unexpected person.
Oh, wow.
Noon.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha. I'm telling you, man. Mine's going to be blown.
All right.
Guaranteed. David Shaw, friend of the show. David Shaw is stepping down at Stanford after 12 seasons. How about that?
A little bit of a surprise. I don't think it was. I think they did him a solid. He said he thought about it 2 weeks ago or in the last week or something like that, that he really started thinking about it. I think he just didn't, you know, they respect him so much for everything that he's been and what he's done as a person. They just said, look, you may want to retire. You may want to resign. He'll come back.
Stanford's a tough job, man. With the NIL and everything, it's got to be tough.
Yep.
It'll be a hard job. I'm a big fan. I wonder if he tries to take the NFL route.
He's got that experience.
What if he's the
Texans
coach?
Maybe he could come here.
What if he's the Texans coach? I wouldn't mind it.
I'd take it.
I wouldn't mind it at all.
I'd take it in a heartbeat.
Like David Shaw.
How's the last Stanford coach doing in the NFL?
He's doing good.
Yeah.
Well.
Or in college.
He had a big win this weekend. What an assing Michigan put on Ohio State.
I was so.
I was shocked. C.J. Stroud, not the guy, right?
I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't put everything on that one game, but
I didn't think so from the beginning.
I haven't thought I'd put him ahead of Bryce anyway. But I'm not a big Ohio State fan. I don't hate him. I'm just not, you know, whatever.
You like seeing him get beat up.
I like the favorites getting beat. The one time I bet on Ohio State.
Oh, you bet on him?
Yeah, because of Adam Spillane. Adam Spillane stepped in for Lee Sterling, who was out last week.
Yeah.
And he gave me 5 picks. I said, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing I do with Lee. I'm going to bet with you. Freaking Adam went 1-4.
Well, if you know Adam, he's a pretty crappy gambler.
He's a good gambler.
No.
He's not?
No. He struggles.
Well, we got to talk to him about this. So I bet Ohio State. He stated a great case. He stated a great case for Ohio State.
Yeah, sometimes you can state the case. Sometimes
but you can
kind of talk
yourself
way.
Into it, too.
It just doesn't go that way.
Yeah.
And now Michigan, they're controlling their own destiny. TCU controlling their own destiny. And that 4 spot, it's going to be an interesting debate now because your Aggies, they beat LSU. I knew that was going to happen.
Did you?
I did. I felt like they were going to win that game. I heard Clint talk about it last week, too. Don't look now. I know OU fans want to rewrite history and say that Lincoln Riley was a turd and we're lucky not to have him anymore. USC, they're going to be in the college football playoff.
They will.
Win the Pac-12 championship.
I actually, yeah, I don't see them not being there. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah.
They
got a shot.
Caleb Williams going to win the Heisman?
He should.
He's got my vote.
He should. Oh, he does?
I'm not supposed to say that publicly, so
all right.
Dump that figure.
Okay.
No.
So Caleb Williams?
Yeah, he's got my vote.
And then who's Stroud?
Wait, I just said it again.
Then who's Stroud?
No. Who did I have? I'll tell you in a second. I wrote him down here. Stroud's on there, but he's not third.
God.
I'll tell you a little bit.
Bijan Robinson not going to win the Heisman.
Does your mom still love Bijan?
You should have heard what she said this weekend. God, it's out of control. She said, she was like talking about Bijan Robinson. And the funniest thing is Roschon Johnson, the backup running back, who's good, who I think might have a shot at the NFL. His family works out at the gym that my mom and stepdad go to, and she just talks to Roschon. Like, she'll just be the old lady that goes up and blabs Roschon Johnson. She loves Roschon.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just like, she was completely, like, mesmerized by the senior day and all this, like, nostalgia with Roschon and Bijan. But she told me, she goes, you know what? I want to write his mom a letter and let her know how good of a job she did. She said, I want to write his mom a letter and let her know how good of a job she did. And she's like, I would love to get a letter like that. I'm still waiting.
That's a shot at you.
Yes.
I'll write your mom a letter. Figgy, we need to pen a letter to Mrs. Locker.
She loves Bijan, man. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely outrageous. Cleveland coming to town. It is Browns week. We'll get more into that as the week goes on. Man, they snuck one yesterday from old Tom Brady. Njoku with the one-handed grab at the end of regulation. Browns end up winning in overtime, and the Browns are kind of feeling that momentum right now with Deshaun Watson returning. Right now, I think the Browns draft pick, which the Texans possess, the first rounder, is the 11th overall pick. We could see Cleveland going on a little bit of run now, of a run now with Deshaun Watson.
You could state a strong case that they might not lose with Deshaun. If Deshaun Watson is what we think what we saw last time.
He might be a little rusty.
He might be rusty, so they could easily go on a bad streak. But when you look at their schedule, and if they get the right Deshaun Watson, they got the Texans this week, of course, dub. Then they go to Cincinnati. That's a tough one.
You know, the line's only 7.
7.5, 7, right? Something like
7.
That.
Yeah. Browns minus 7.
You say only. You get 2 points for playing at home.
Well, have you seen the line the last 2 weeks, John?
Well, this is true. But they have the Texans this week at Cincy, which is going to be tough. Then they have Baltimore, dub, New Orleans.
Damn, you just said Baltimore, dub. Like that's just
at home.
It's just a given.
I know that's a big rivalry. Baltimore struggling.
Dub. I mean, you're just treating Baltimore like the Texans. I know they lost yesterday to Jacksonville. That's just dub.
New Orleans.
Dub. Okay. So we're just dubbing. But you dub. If you want to dub New Orleans and the Texans, that's fine. You just dub Baltimore.
Figgy?
Hey, I'm never saying dub when it comes to Baltimore, man.
You just dub Baltimore.
Or Cincinnati.
You talk about overreaction Monday? This dude just said
they're
dub.
They're struggling, man.
They shouldn't pay Lamar
them.
Either.
They're struggling.
You just dubbed them.
I did.
I mean, at they home? Are 7-4.
Yeah.
They're not terrible. Dub.
And then at Washington, and then Pittsburgh at home.
No dub for Washington?
Dub.
Okay.
I mean, potentially.
So you think they might run the table?
I said they could. Some people are saying they will.
You know what happens? If that draft pick does go further down, I would not be opposed to taking Bijan Robinson late first round. Seriously.
I wouldn't. Why not?
Bijan and Damian Pierce? Mm-hmm. A little bit of offense?
Mm-hmm.
Be nice.
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I'm not opposed to it at all. Mm-hmm. Justin Verlander, as we play the hits here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, Reaction Monday presented by Churrasco's. Justin Verlander is visiting with the Dodgers.
How?
This is going to happen, isn't it? This is going to happen, isn't it?
Of all the places,
he's going there, isn't he?
That one would hurt.
He's going there, isn't he?
I don't know, man.
I think it's very possible.
That one would. It is very possible. That one would hurt. Seeing him in Dodgers.
Those are the hits. The holidays are here, and we want to say thank you for being an important part of our radio family with the Sports Radio 610 Holiday Whiskey Talk, Tuesday, December 6th. These are always fun. We're giving away tickets every hour, 6A to 6P, tomorrow and Wednesday, to this exclusive event brought to you by Yellow Rose Distillery. Don't miss out on your chance to celebrate the holidays with us. All day tomorrow and Wednesday. Also, Texans ticket Tuesday tomorrow, so we're going to give you front row seats to the freaking Cleveland game. That is going to be amazing. Coming up, this is the probably most ultimate nobody's talking about that will blow your mind and lead to a lot of questions about Nick Caserio. Lunchtime begins shortly on Reaction Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.